Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in. It's a Worship Wednesday here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. And in today for Chris Broussard is on vacation, is a legend.
Oh,
a radio legend, not only just a Cincinnati radio legend, but just a legend in general. Mr. Andy Furman. What's up, Andy? How are you?
Thank you for having me. Thank you so very much. I got some good news for you. You want to hear some good news, okay? I know that you go around touring, you do some stand-up, you do some comedy. There's someone here in Fox Sports Radio, an executive producer by the name of Ethan Miller, who has done the same thing in Philadelphia. I think he'd like to hook up with you. I don't know if you've known that fact.
No, what did he do?
He's done a couple of stand-up deals, he told me, in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. No. Ethan is funny. Ethan is a comedian. Absolutely. Yeah.
Two of you guys on the road. Are you kidding? Big time.
We could do a show together. That would be a lot of fun. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
But Andy Furman is in for Chris Broussard. It's a Worship Wednesday here on The Odd Couple. And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection. Fast, free shipping. Free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow!
TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And Andy, what a show we have. We're going to talk with Eddie House, the NBA champ and Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. That's in the first hour. Gary Myers, longtime NFL columnist, a co-worker of mine at the Daily News in New York and an author. He joins us in hour number two. And hour number three, Foul Affair with J.R. Gamble, who, of course, is the managing editor of MLBBro.com. So an action-packed show. Let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew, because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. Rob G. is our producer, as always, of course. Alex is the engineer. Alex, help me out. I don't know who's doing the updates because I did
not. We have a band named Brian Fenley in today.
Brian Fenley. Yes, he's at the anchor desk. He'll keep us updated throughout the show. And, of course, our social media guru is none other than Elijah. So we have a full house, so much to talk about, Andy, and I'm happy you're here, as always.
Thanks.
As a man, I didn't get to see you this summer when I came to Cincinnati. How you were recovering from surgery? You doing fine, better?
It's over 2 months. Things are great. I'm ready to run again. Are you kidding? But if I do, the doctor said I'll be back. So I had hip surgery, and, you know, it's an amazing situation, really. I get to the hospital at 10 a.m. I'm back in my house at 3. It's crazy.
That's unbelievable.
You know?
That really is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you're on the mend, and I'm glad that you're filling in today. All right,
let's get
started here. Let's do some NFL football. Let's start there. Saquon Barkley, we all know, wanted a new contract from the Giants. They gave Daniel Jones, who's a middle-of-the-road quarterback at best. They gave him $40 million. Just, okay, that's nice. But I don't think he's as good as a quarterback without having the running game. And when they didn't have Saquon Barkley, that team was dog food. Last year they made the playoffs, they ran the football, they controlled the clock. It allowed Daniel Jones to run and just throw when he has to, Andy. And the Giants didn't come to an agreement. The league has moved into a situation where they don't want to play these guys. They use up the running backs while they're cheap and they don't have to pay them. And then they'll dump them and go get somebody else. And Saquon's not having it. I applaud him for standing up. Applaud him for wanting to be paid what his worth is. And in an NFL where you need to run the football to win games sometimes, Andy, you know that. For them to try to devalue the running back position is just ridiculous. But anyway, you know, the only way for Saquon to show the Giants he means business is to sit out for the season. Here's Sound from a podcast where he talked about this.
I have no worry about going on a football field and knowing that I'm not playing for my worth or saying if I have to play under, because this is my leverage. My leverage is I can say F- you to the Giants. I can say F- you to my teammates and be like, you want me to show you my worth? You want to show you how valuable I am to the team? I won't show up. Right. I won't play it down. That's a play I can use. Anybody knows me. No, that's not something I want to do. But, like, it's something that has something that crossed my mind. It's like, I never thought I would ever do that. But, like, now I'm at a point where it's like, Jesus, like, I might have to take it to this level. And, like, am I willing? Am I prepared to take it to the level? I don't know.
Wow.
I'll tell you right now, if you really are firm on this and he refused to bend and just take whatever they want and do this. I mean, I get it. It's a risk you take, Andy, but in life, in order to get, sometimes you got to give. You notice, Andy, Kurt Flood basically gave up his baseball career and the free agency that everybody in every sport enjoys came from that man's labor that he took on Major League Baseball. He lost in the Supreme Court, but it did enable the free agency to become a reality because of what he did. So there are all these things you have to stand up for. There are other running backs.
I just think there's a little difference between free agency where you can have movement. In other words, if I work for company A, I can now go to company B across the street, get a little more money. And there's a little difference between that.
But I'm talking about standing up for what you believe in.
Right.
That's the point, and that's where Saquon is. The reason that the NFL owners, Andy, keep doing the same thing, screwing people, is because nobody's willing to stop the game. The players
stop,
keep playing.
Robbie.
What do you mean? You can stop the game.
The day of the second contract for running backs is over. It's finished. Ezekiel Elliott, gone. I mean, all these guys.
It's not over, Andy.
Derrick Henry's the only guy
with
a second contract. Think about it. They don't do that.
No, but they don't do that because people have allowed them to do that. And I'll tell you this. There are bad quarterback contracts, and nobody says, oh, my God, you paid Carson Wentz all this money. We'll never give another quarterback a big contract. But they use that as Exhibit A for running backs. Why? Why are you picking out the running back when quarterbacks have gotten even more money and have been bust?
Because
tell me
a team that has gone to the Super Bowl without a franchise quarterback. You
there
can't go
plenty.
To the Super Bowl without a franchise running back. You could do it.
There are plenty, but you also need to run the football to win games.
No doubt.
And you can't tell me, Andy, that the Giants are not the same team without Saquon Barkley. When he was out for a whole season with injury, they plugged another running back in. It didn't work like, oh, you could just plug anybody in. It doesn't work like that.
I'm not so certain he's got leverage, but I think he does in the sense of I'm his agent. I say, look, the New York Football Giants were 8-2 when Barkley rushed for 7 yards or more last year, and they were 7-2 when he had 100-plus scrimmage yards. That's pretty good leverage, okay? And look, he was fourth in the league in rushing last year, and honestly, he's not breaking the bank to be the highest-paid running back in the league. He's not doing that, okay? So I get what he's trying to do. Will he succeed? I don't think so. Is he going to sit out? He'd be crazy to do so. He's not crazy.
No, he's not.
Let me tell you why I say that.
It's about principle sometimes. Everything, you just can't always. Andy, this is the problem in life, why things don't change. Because people fall in line too much. The reason that we've had all kinds of changes in this world, people took to the streets. People said, no mas. We're not going to accept it. When they had no unions and people were working 14 hours and making no money, and had poor health conditions at work. Guess what? They took to the streets.
Tell it to the writers who are on strike. Tell it to the writers in Hollywood who are on strike right now.
Exactly. Right? But okay. That's the point, is that you have to, in order to give, you got to give sometimes. You can't expect the owners to just say, well, he doesn't care enough about it. We can just play hard line. If enough guys say we're not going to allow this to happen, they will change, Andy.
Help me out here. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe my math is way off base. But Saquon Barkley said he was looking for a minimum of $22.5 million in guaranteed money. Right? That's what he wanted. This is according to the New York Post, which I read the other day. If he gets the franchise tag for 2 years, that's $20.2 million. It's only $2 million away.
Only $2
million. No. Oh, come on.
That's
really
what his worth is, and that's what he wants.
That's what he thinks his worth is.
Right. And why can't he believe that that's what his worth is? And who are the Giants to say? They gave Daniel Jones $40
million. 46.
Are you kidding? You think he's worth that?
It's the position.
No, it's not the position.
I
no,
think
it's not.
The position. It
you
is.
You don't have to pay that. They could have told Daniel Jones, don't let the door hit you on the way out. They could have said that if they didn't want to pay the money. They made Matthew Stafford the highest paid player when he played for the Lions with no playoff wins and no division titles. Why are they paying those guys during that time? But a guy who's productive and a guy who puts up the numbers, and you just spewed the numbers, they're all in his favor. They're a better football team when he's playing. It's so simple.
He had the most rushing yards for a Giants player in a season since Tiki Barber in 2006. So you don't sell me on how great he is. And I'll tell you, I loved him. I loved him at Penn State. And if LeVar Arrington is listening right now, who is a Penn Stater, tell him to get on the horn and call Saquon and smarten up and get the franchise tag for 2 freaking years at $10.1 million and his 20.2, and maybe throw an incentive in or two. That's all.
No,
is he better off sitting out?
That whole process, the franchise tag, is the worst collectively bargained agreement in the history of unions. It makes no sense, especially when you talk about running backs, Andy, where they have these guys carry the ball a gazillion times early on, burn them out, but don't want to pay them. It ain't fair. If I had a son and he was playing football, wanted to play football, I'd tell him to steer clear of being a running back in the end, playing the position of running back.
No
doubt. This is what they're going to do, and you need running backs in order to win.
It's become the dinosaur of the NFL. Hey, look, two teams have a fullback. The fullback position's gone. It's extinct. There's no fullbacks. I think the Rams have a fullback and the Ravens. That's it. No one has fullbacks.
When were the Cowboys at best during the Ezekiel Elliott, Dak Prescott era? When were they best?
All right, but where's Ezekiel? Well,
no, I'm asking you, when were they best? When Ezekiel Elliott ran the football, that's when Dak Prescott was at his best.
Right.
Not when he has to drop back and throw 40 passes a game. Go look at their record when he does that.
There's no doubt the running game is not dead. It's a very important aspect of the football game because, look, when you have the lead, what do you want to do? You want to put the ball on the ground, get some first downs, or eat up the clock. The running game is tremendously important, but I don't think these owners want to go for the big bucks in that second contract. They'll take a flyer and get a kid out of college in the second or third round and let him be the running back.
All right. We want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369 for you laymen. And yes, are the NFL here we go. Should Saquon Barkley sit out the entire 2023 NFL season? We want to hear from you. I think If he has that conviction and he wants to be paid his worth, I'm all for it. Andy Furman is saying, no way, no how. This is not the NFL.
No way, would
don't
you?
Do it.
Wait, let me ask you this. Say I was making $5,000, $50,000 more than you. We did the show together, and you found out about that. Would you sit out? Would you?
Yes.
Really? You would? I doubt
because
it.
Because I would want $50,000 and a penny, because I'd have to make more than you.
Well, that's fine. I mean, okay. The point is this. I don't think you sit out. I think you negotiate. Say, why is he making more than me? We're partners. We do the show together. Right?
And I want the equal pay. I want to be paid. You see Daniel Jones getting $46 million, and they won't even give you $22 million. Ridiculous.
Because there's a structure in salaries with quarterbacks.
There is no structure. You could break the structure the way that they broke the structure with running backs. All right, we want to hear from you. We'll continue this conversation next. Yes, it is hot already on this Worship Wednesday. It is The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard. Right here on Fox Sports Radio, stick and stay.
If it's time for a sit out in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It is The Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Rob Parker and Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard talking Saquon Barkley. Should he sit out if he doesn't feel he's getting paid his worth? He's come this far. I say yes. Andy says no. What do you say? 877-99 on Fox. And Andy, I know we got people to chime
yes,
in.
Yes, we do. JR in Louisiana. You're on the Odd Couple. Go ahead, JR.
Hey, guys. First time, long time.
Thank you, buddy.
I'm going to answer the question. No way he should sit out. Talk about principles. Ask Le'Veon Bell about his principles. He principled himself right out of the NFL.
He also got his money. He also got paid. You can say whatever you want. There is a thing about principles. Everybody can't just fall in line because they have a system set up that hurts you, that takes away your prime years as a running back and tells you, be a workhorse for no money, and then when you're used up, the way we deem you to be used up, now we won't pay you. Nah, that system doesn't work, and
it's the same thing in the business world. Rob, this isn't anything new. It's gone on for ages.
No, it's not, because we pay quarterbacks.
Oh, come on. If you're a laborer in
the business
world.
Why did we pay Matthew Stafford? He's the highest paid player in the NFL. What did he ever do?
I understand
that. I'm asking you. No, you said you understand that.
No,
but if there's a system.
But in
Saquon
the
Saquon Barkley's value, Andy, is documented. He's not some fly by night. And you can say whatever you want about Le'Veon Bell. I don't remember the Steelers winning anything in the last 4 or 5 years, last 10 years, or whenever it was the last time they got to the Super Bowl.
But in the business world, if a guy is 40-plus years of age and making big money, there's good chances that he's going to be gone, given a gold watch, and they get a kid fresh out of college for half the price and do the same job. It happens all the time.
Saquon ain't 40 years old.
I get it. But he's running for a second contract. They're not going to give it. It doesn't. Who's got one? Derrick Henry. That's it.
That means that somebody's
McCaffrey,
got...
McCaffrey, maybe.
That means that he has one, right? So that means that they do it in the NFL, because Derrick Henry's perfect example that they do give a second contract.
Well, Derrick Henry was their offense. He's basically entire. Well,
Saquon is the Giants' offense, not Daniel Jones.
But I think the sit-out, it's lunacy. It really is. Cody in North Dakota, you're on the Odd Couple. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think you sit out. I think it's kind of like the Le'Veon Bell thing. I mean, you missed out on that 1 year guaranteed, but even more, like, yeah, it's hard to pay them, because you brought up the Cowboys earlier. When they were good, Zeke was productive, but it was also before they paid Zeke. That money can be
It has nothing to do with them paying Zeke. That's the problem that fans and these NFL people are selling you guys a bill of goods. It has nothing to do with the contract. It's the whole idea.
It's also them falling off.
So why did Derrick Henry get a second contract? Why did Derrick Henry get a second contract?
Because he's one of two or one of three. The other
It's not one of two.
You can get 80% of the production with a player you draft for 50% of the pay.
But wait a minute. What about Barry Sanders and Eric Dickerson and all these other NFL running backs who had very long careers? It's the NFL. It ain't a different league.
It ain't a different league.
I'm talking about whether or not a guy can be productive. They have picked out a loophole in the CBA to burn out running backs and not pay them. That's what they've done. It has nothing to do with that. You pay bum quarterbacks all the time, and nobody holds it against, because Ezekiel Elliott's contract didn't work out. They don't hold it against every quarterback because Carson Wentz's contract didn't work out. That's my point.
Okay, and if that's the case, and I think you have some truth and merit in what you're saying, how come the running backs have not united? No one's backing Saquon Barkley.
That's not
think
true.
About
They're
that.
All talking about it.
They're
but
talking about what have they done? What
no,
have they
but
done?
I agree. The NFL, the players have to back these guys. This is not right.
Well, you know what? Until something happens that every running back in the league says, we're not putting up with this and we're not going to play, nothing's going to change. Really. Tim in Atlanta, you're on the Odd Couple.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Chili Tim? Andy. How you?
Man, you guys got me fired up. Let me tell you, I'm a 49ers fan, right? We have been to the Super Bowl and been knocking on the Super Bowl with an average quarterback, but it was our running game that got us there every
Thank
step
you.
of the way. You look at Seattle. Before Russell Wilson became Russell Wilson, it was beast mode.
And that's when they won. When it was Russell Wilson, they didn't win.
They did. That's what I'm saying. So don't tell me that a running back, you can't get to where you got to get to without a running back. It's just the way people want to make up something to say, you know, we don't want to pay you. Just say you don't want to pay me, but don't tell me that my position or my worth is not worth what I'm asking for. That's just an excuse.
100%, Tim. Can we squeeze
it one more, Andy? But this isn't anything new. You talk about the Dallas Cowboys after 2014, DeMarco Murray. He set that franchise single-season rushing record, right? What happened? Bingo, he's gone.
Yeah, but I could give you 10 quarterbacks who got big contracts, bingo, and they didn't perform.
Oh, I hear you.
So that means that you should never give a quarterback a big contract. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm not saying that, but okay. I think that owners are mesmerized by the quarterback position, knowing that you sink or swim with a quarterback. You don't sink or swim with a running back.
All right, here we go. We're going to switch gears. Our man Eddie House to talk some NBA. He joins us next. But first, in his very fiery first hour,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker and Andy Furman, the legend, and for Chris Broussard, who's still on vacation this week. And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And now let's welcome in our guy, Eddie House, NBA champ, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. And nobody's a bigger sports fan than Eddie. He loves football and the Raiders. He's a baseball fan. That's why we are good friends. And, of course, he knows all about basketball and the NBA. But, Eddie, what's up? Say hi to Andy Furman.
What's up, Rob? What's up, Andy? What's happening?
How you doing, Eddie?
Doing good. Hey, Eddie, we just had a debate. We just talked about Saquon Barkley. Let's get you in on this first. And what they're doing to running backs in the NFL. I'm behind Saquon Barkley. If they don't want to, they want to burn these running backs out their first 5 years. They got a terrible CBA. Owners don't want to pay these guys, give them a second contract of their value. And Saquon, of all the running backs, has a legitimate case to me, Eddie. The Giants are better when he's running the football. And yet Daniel Jones got $46 million, and they don't want to pay Saquon. Where are you on the running backs and what's happened in the NFL?
I think, well, with the running back situation, not only Saquon, you talk about Josh Jacobs not getting a deal, too. Led the league in rushing. When do you ever lead the league in any statistical category? Yeah. Come up for a contract after you do it and don't get rewarded.
Exactly.
For it.
In any league.
It's the craziest thing. In any league. It's the craziest thing to me. But it just shows how undervalued that position is. Well, the reason being because it has turned into a passing league. Until somebody wins a championship, and when they win that Super Bowl championship, when they win it, and it's on the back of the running back putting in work, then it'll start changing because it's a copycat league. But right now, you know, the most valuable position in the NFL to everybody is obviously the quarterback.
Yeah, but the only issue I have with that, and I hear you, but you got to run the football to win. And you could say, gotcha. People could talk about all the quarterbacking you want. You don't pick up those first downs that you need, Eddie. You don't chew up the clock. Uh-huh. You don't move those chains. You normally don't win. And I don't understand how they're cool with paying quarterbacks who are flops, and you don't hold it against all quarterbacks like a Carson Wentz or somebody who got big money and it didn't work out. But if Ezekiel Elliott's contract doesn't work out, they hold it against all running backs. That's the issue I have.
Well, you know what issue? I'm with you with that, Rob. But at the end of the day, it's not against the person that made the money. It's about the person that paid the money. So who was the one that said, let's sign off on giving them all this money, and then they're flopping in? People are like, oh, man, we shouldn't have gave him this money, but it's his fault. No, it's not the guy's fault who's receiving it. It's actually the due diligence of that organization who is willing to pay whoever. And in like any market, though, it all depends on what people are looking for and what they're willing to pay and what they're willing to give you. And the way it sounds is they value Daniel Jones more than they value Saquon Barkley, as clear cut as that.
I would hope not. They probably value the position more than Daniel Jones, but to pay him that kind of money, it's crazy. It really is. But I'd hate to see Saquon sit out for the season. But Eddie, if I may, I'd like to switch to basketball for a second because I'm still scratching my head why the Golden State Warriors, which I think it's time for them to restock, why would they obtain Chris Paul, who's like 37, 38 years old? What's the advantage on that?
I think the only advantage it could be is to have another coach on the floor, especially with a young second unit, and you could try to bring along Kuminga and guys like that in situations where they're going to have to listen to him. Chris Paul is a different voice in the locker room than a Steph Curry is. They lead in different ways, where Chris is super demanding, super, super demanding, as he should be as a point guard. And I think that in the second unit will help a lot. And even in the first unit, the only thing is, they'll just be a small team if they're going to continue with that and not make any more moves before the start of the season. They'll be a very small team if you know, you get Steph out there, Clay out there, Chris Paul, and then you also have Draymond Green. That's a small four guy, and then you got Looney over there. But at the same time, I just think that it's something. They're looking for a better second unit guy. And at this point, is Chris going to look in the mirror and say, hey, man, I am getting a little longer in the tooth. I do have a lot of – I feel I still have tread on my tires, but at the same time, it's not as much as it used to be. And if he could come in and run that second unit and get them, you know, over the top, not make as many mistakes, not turn the ball over like they did last year a ton, I don't see why it wouldn't hurt. Great players – this is the thing. Great players figure it out. They understand how to play the game, and they usually make it work.
Our guest is Eddie House, of course, NBA champ and Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Eddie, here's the problem I have with the Chris Paul. It doesn't sound like he's as into the idea of being the second unit guy as you are, and you're making it out. He's kind of had some pushback about it. We saw that with Carmelo Anthony. You remember that press conference where he joked, hey, did you hear that? They want me to come off the bench. And he laughed and laughed himself out of the league for a couple of years before he got a chance back in. Chris Paul, if he doesn't want to do that, is this going to be a problem with Golden State?
I mean, well, Golden State can possibly move him, you know, before the season starts. If that is going to be an issue, that's a real conversation that Steve Kerr, Mike Dunleavy Jr., and Chris Paul are going to have a real deal conversation about that, especially with the representation from Chris Paul, obviously. But that's a real conversation that they got to have. And if he's not willing to do that, then now you're disrupting which I think for the Golden State Warriors would be the last hoorah with this group of guys. You know, they definitely have been a dynasty, and if you got your last opportunity to go out and try to do something special, you can't have any distractions. We've seen what happened last year with a different type of distraction, but still it was a distraction and something that we still talk about right now, even though it happened way last year.
Yeah. And Eddie House, tell me that the Boston Celtics did get weaker by trading Marcus Smart. And why did they get Porzingis? Tell me.
Well, I'll tell you this, that Marcus Smart, I hated to see Marcus go. That wasn't, to me, something that I seen coming, but it happened, okay? And, well, I look at, you got guy now Porzingis does something different that we didn't really have. People will say, yeah, Al Horford cannot go down to the block and get you a basket on the post with his back to the basket. He can't. Porzingis can do that. Al Horford can't run the pick and roll. He can run the pick and pop. Porzingis can do that. Porzingis could put pressure on the rim, over the rim, above the rim. Well, Al Horford can't do that. So I see how they add something that's different that they were missing. And he plays. Rob Williams obviously is totally different in the way he plays than Porzingis plays. So you hate to see Marcus go, but you did get bigger. You got more size. You got length. You got a guy that, if he's healthy, we've seen what he was able to do last year. And he did it last year. Yeah, it wasn't a great team, but he's not going to have to be the one or the two on this team. I believe it's a good pickup for the Celtics. You hate to see Marcus go for not only what he did for the Celtics organization and how he played, how he always laid it out there night in and night out, but his philanthropist work that he did within the community. And so, yeah, definitely be missed. But I think that it's going to be better than what people think. It's going to be better than the letdown that people think is coming.
One last thing, Eddie. We got about a minute to go. James Harden, of course, has made it. He opted back into his contract, which was, and then demanded to be traded to get out of Philly. And Philly said they're not going to just give him away. They got to make a trade that's going to be make sense. And now he scrubbed his social media. No references or nothing about the 76ers there. How does this play out? Does he start the season in Philly, or will he be traded?
Well, at this point, he has. I don't believe that he has that much control of the situation any longer. I think by opting in, he was believing that there was something already done for him, or there was a certain way that they were going to be moving. And it seems like that's not the way right now. I think that, you know, he led the league in assists last year. He definitely still has value. You know, does he have value as that guy that he was when he won an MVP, or a guy where he puts up all – no, he doesn't have that value. He does have value to a basketball team. He can make a basketball team better. It's just, what team is that? And if I'm the Philadelphia 76ers, I'm shopping my best deals. Like, whatever I can get, whether it be draft assets, and I believe that's the reason why Joel Embiid came out and spoke about it, because, of course, he has to be in contact with Daryl Morey about what the situation is going to be and how it's going to go. So we'll see, man. It's a tricky situation, but I don't think that the Sixers are going to get – I don't think they're going to get better with the trade. But another team possibly can get better.
All right, there it is. Eddie House, of course, with some knowledge, NBA stuff, sports stuff in general. We always appreciate you, buddy. Stay well.
Thanks for having me, man. Take
no care. See you, Eddie.
All right, Andy, we've got some big problems in your backyard, and we'll talk about that next. It is the Odd Couple right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay
America.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy, affordable. Get your multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Andy, you know what time it is?
Yes, I do.
It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City.
I'm an idiot.
The home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, a little Shekel City, Andy, Shekel as you City. Know. You know, the game's a Wednesday getaway day, right? So here we go. We got a couple games left later on coming up this evening. My best bet, I'm taking Washington plus 1.5 against the Cubs. The Cubs are, they score too many runs. This is just a hunch. You know, Andy, you know how baseball is. It figures itself out, right? It corrects
right.
itself.
It really
I'm going to take Washington plus 1.5 in Chicago against the Cubs. Okay. And then that's my best bet. Also taking Detroit minus 1.5 runs. They play Kansas City in Kansas City. And finally, I'm going to take Seattle minus 1.5 runs. The Twins are in town. So I do have Washington plus 1.5 runs, best bet. Tigers minus 1.5 runs on the road in Kansas City. And Seattle minus 1.5 hosting the Twins in Seattle. And remember,
okay, but the big question is this. What is your record? That's the question.
We don't have time for that, Andy. This is a three-hour radio show.
Okay? Slap me around a little bit.
All right. There you go. All right, and remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. Let's do this, Andy, Cincinnati's legendary broadcaster. There's something smelling and rotten in Cincinnati as we speak. I'm going to ask you, are the Reds bologna or filet? Because they taste like beef bologna right now.
You know, here's my take on this. I find it humorous. I really do, because all the so-called pundits, the sportscasters, the writers prior to the season, they're going to lose 100 games. All right? That's what they said. They predicted that. Why? How? I don't know. That was their take. So the Reds go on a 12-game win streak, and they start making some noise. And now they're on a 6-game losing streak. They haven't won since the All-Star break. And they're yelling and screaming to make moves and get a pitcher and get a hit or get whatever it may be. You can't have it both ways. These are young kids. They're just being exposed. And the rest of the league is figuring these guys out. The Spencer Steer had something like 37 hits in his first 100 at-bats. Now he's settled down to 274. It's not going to happen. You know as well as I do, baseball has a way. And you said it. Of leveling out. That's what it does.
Yes, and I never believed in the Cincinnati Reds and some of these teams. I didn't believe in Tampa Bay. They're out of first place now, Andy, too.
Right.
Like, if you remember how they started the season, Tampa Bay played the four worst teams in baseball, and they feasted on them. That's what they did. Right. Jumped out to a big lead. I mean, if you look back and go back and see who they played the first four series, it's no surprise that they won as many games. They're not that good.
Right.
And neither were the Reds, even when they ran off 12 straight.
And don't look now, the Cardinals are coming.
Yeah, the Cardinals, they usually wind up coming back at some point. They have been awful. And here's the other thing, too. Ellie De La Cruz, who I love as far as energy and a fun player and all that, but pump the brakes. Me and Brian Kenny on MLB Now, on MLB Network, we argue all the time because they want to crown the guy, Andy, after 40 games.
Joey Votto compared it to Mickey Mantle. I'm going crazy. The guy's been 1-for-20 in his last 20 at-bats. Last night, he struck out 4 times. I think he's going to be a heck of a player. I really do. He's got the speed. He's got the talent. He's got the arm. But he's just the pitchers are figuring him out. It's
exactly.
not that easy.
It's not that easy in the big leagues. And, Andy, you know baseball for a long time. When you first come up, you got to prove they're going to throw you the fastball to see if you can hit it.
Right.
If you hit that fastball, Andy, they're going to make an adjustment on you, find a hole in your swing, and they'll just keep pounding it until you make an adjustment.
Exactly right. You're exactly right. And I wish him well. I think he does have all the tools to be good. But for Joey Votto, after the first week to say,
Mickey Mantle,
I mean, really, hex on you, Votto. But I will tell you this about Votto. I'm surprised because last night he hit his 350th career homer, which I think with 2,000 hits, that opens the key to Cooperstown for him.
I'm glad you don't have a vote because I don't think it's that easy.
There's a backlog on first baseman. That I know. But
it's
I think his numbers...
Easy.
I know. And I never thought he was a Hall of Famer, but I'm looking at the numbers. 2,000 plus hits and 350 homers. I think he's going to get in.
I don't know. I mean, Fred McGriff had 493 home runs, and it wasn't for the other committee, the old-timers committee or whatever they call it, to get him in, and he's going to be inducted this weekend. But I don't know. I'd have to take a look at the whole thing. If you have a magic number, if you have 500 home runs or 3,000 hits, it's automatic. All right. Speaking of baseball, that's what we're talking about, hour number two here on The Odd Couple. And guess what? We're talking about the Rushmore of the Yankees. And Mickey Mantle, guess what? He's not in my Yankee Mount Rushmore. I'll explain that coming up next. It is The Odd Couple. Stick and stay.
Unless you're Andy Furman.
Oh,
have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.